is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Vienna, Reuters, within these last hours. The UN nuclear watchdog's 35-nation board of governors, the IAEA, passed a resolution demanding that Russia end its occupation of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The resolution is the second on Russia's invasion of Ukraine passed by the IAEA, and their content is very similar, though the first in March preceded Russian forces taking control of Zaporizhzhia, Europe's largest nuclear power plant. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to comment on the steps so far to provide some measure of security for a nuclear power plant in a combat zone that has suffered damage, we're told, by shelling or other bad acting, that has lost power in the past, that is said to have power restored now, but it is also said to be on cold shutdown. Henry, a very good evening to you. What is the significance of the vote by the IAEA? What happens next if Russia does not, as we have indication, comply? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's unclear. The resolution is the second, as you pointed out, calling on Russia to behave. And it goes a bit further than the first resolution. It says that Russia is needs to get out of the way, at least to let Ukraine retain full control over Zaporizhzhia so that the agency can fully and safely conduct its safeguard verification activities in accordance with Ukraine's agreement with the IAEA. And that, I think, is a suggestion that Russia is getting in the way or is interfering with the operation, normal operation of the agency. And when you start saying that, you're building a head of steam for possibly taking stiffer action. Now, no one has suggested this other than, I suppose, you know, pundits like me, but that is the kindling for pushing at some point for suspension of Russia's membership.
The status of Zaporizhzhia, fog of war, I understand, but there are Ukrainian officials present. There are Russian officials present. We're told a week past that it's on cold shutdown. We're also told that some measure of power has been restored from the outside. I believe that all means that Zaporizhzhia is not now providing electricity for Ukraine, for the area around prior where it was committed prior. However, what does cold shutdown mean a week later? Does that mean that there is no activity in the containment vessel? Does that mean they do not need power?
No, I think the plant probably has run long enough that the residual heat in the core is going to take quite a while before it gets down to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the point at which you can turn off the pumps, and just the water alone will cool because it circulates a bit because of, you know, thermodynamics. That could take a while. And of course, there still is residual radiation from the byproducts that are there. And so it could take several weeks, maybe, you know, a month or so. It won't be instantaneous. But the fission reaction of the fresh fuel or the fuel that's in there has stopped. That has stopped. And of course, they do have three lines going in now. They've reestablished that, and they need that power to keep the pumps moving that water around that fuel to keep everything calm and cool. But it's not, the plant is not, as you point out, producing electricity for any customers.
The vote at the IAEA, if I have my notes correctly, were 25 in favor of demanding Russia leave. Seven were neutral, did not vote, no vote, and two were against. We can assume who the against were. Who were the seven neutral, the abstainers?
The abstainers were Egypt, South Africa, Senegal, Burundi, Vietnam, India, and Pakistan.
The reason people are remaining neutral in the Ukraine conflict has to do with its long-term interests dealing with Russia. I want to focus on the part of Russia that makes money. That would be its nuclear energy business. Weapons, nuclear energy, and what we could say is the ambition of people to be friends with Russia are moneymakers. So these countries, are any of them, to your knowledge, right now dealing with Rosatom, with Russian plants, or any reason to favor the Rosatom's occupation of this plant in Ukraine?
Yes, India and Egypt have a major Russian nuclear power plant construction projects going on in their country, and they are financed with Russian money, these projects. Vietnam undoubtedly is interested still, and the African nations listed are interested in and are in talks with the Russians about future nuclear projects. Whether they'll ever be built is a separate matter, but they're certainly engaged.
What we then return to is the battle conditions at the plant. The IAEA inspected some days past. Right now, to my understanding, they're said to be IAEA personnel present. However, you have emphasized in earlier reporting, Henry, that the critical emergency center, the command center that watches everything, is in Russian hands. Has that changed in any fashion these last days? Does the IAEA have access to that room?
No, they don't. And I think part of the great complaint that the Director General, Rafael Grossi, and his team have turns on what they perceive to be bad management of their own visit, I suspect, because they complained about this in so many words in their report last week. In addition, the treatment that they know the Ukrainian reactor operators have suffered, including not only torture, but clearly a murder, is just beyond the pale.
What is the concern here now? There's talk of suspension for the IAEA to suspend Russia. What would the significance of that be?
I don't think there is talk of that yet. It would that there be that talk. I think what they have been doing, wittingly or not, with these now two resolutions of complaint, is building a case for doing that. Whether they would do it, I don't know. And I don't know of anyone publicly saying that this is desirable or something to be sought. Personally, I think it's something that should be raised. At this point, I think it's the one thing we do have control over. And as I've said before, the threat of suspension because of Russia's poor management and unsafe operation of the plant would tarnish its brand, which is the Rosatom brand, because the Rosatom staff are there at Zaporizhia. They are responsible for much of the mismanagement and safety concerns that the IAEA has identified. If that brand gets tarnished, it turns into money that might not be made overseas.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, commenting on what we know now, the vote of the IAEA in Vienna and the unclear, unsafe conditions at Zaporizhia. Fog of war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashir.